dedication to the family of the deceased. My name's Sean Booth. Acknowledgements. First off, I want to thank Nas. And I want to thank everybody for helping me out with this. Couldn't do it without you. Chapter 1. May 3rd, 1933. James Brown is born, stillborn delivery. Revived by resuscitation, his childhood was nothing amazing. Abandoned at 4. Mama took a dash for that door. Guess his heart being that poor. Raised by his aunt in Augusta, Georgia. 16, wound up, cuffed up, on robbery. Spent 3 years, state property, but at least he ain't properly. Before that, he was dancing for change. Polished his shoes, really nothing to lose. Locked up and joined a band called The Flames and reconnected with his gospel roots. Leading the band was a man by the name Bobby Bird, and his family helped get Brown parole. After countless shows in the Chitlin' circuit, The Flames agreed and James became Lee. Switching from gospel to R&B, their first song released was Please, Please, Please. That was 56. 2 years later, they had a number one hit. See, they ain't never seen feet that quick or the elaborate theatrics that he patented. Like the cake routine, even the way he'd scream became a part of his personal trademark. But he wasn't nationally known till after he released the Live at the Apollo LP in 63. But originally, the label didn't see it selling. It was like, why chance it? So he financed it, and before you knew it, it was gigantic. Paid the cost to be the boss, he said, and later on it became one of his songs. Credited for turning gospel to soul, then soul to funk, when his band emphasized the one. Had a screaming, I'm black and I'm proud, from old to young. Told his people, don't hold your tongue. That was 68 in the summer. Before that, we were calling each other colored. In 72, the black leader was asked to score the film Black Caesar, which was about black mobsters and soul. And fun, they called him the godfather of soul. And he stuck with it, just telling you how they came up with it. Now with everybody jacking his swagger, from Jackson to Jagger, his influence kept music improving. Funk master, even Elvis wanted his band for backup. 2 times he revolutionized black music, then he did it with rap music. They took his grooves, used them as they own, searching his songs like sifting for gold. Ironically, the nuggets they did chop created the golden era of hip-hop. He ran the whole scene, had him searching for that James Brown soul like dope fiends. But it wasn't all rosy, flattered, but when you don't see proceeds, it pissed him off. They would get rich and not hit him off. When it's him that they sampling, he didn't hate rap, he just wanted payback. Like, damn, I made that.
A man!
But now top of the list is he, the most sampled artist in history. Sampled by nearly every veteran of rap, his mark in hip-hop, another feather in his cap. The unauthorized biography of James Brown.
Sit back and smoke a fat one. Toronto. Look, from Los Angeles to Toronto.
Sox got it going. I heard that nigga Exhibit got it going. What?